on the Coyote Sports Network. From Learfield, this is the YoteCast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics, taking you inside the stories of Coyote athletes, coaches, administrators, and more. Now, here's your host, John Thayer.
It's our Women's Basketball Championship edition of YoteCast. It's great to have you for this episode, a chance to look back at the Coyote Women's Basketball Summit League Tournament Championship, 56-45, that defeated South Dakota State with the win, improving to 27-5 on the season. Much of the game on Tuesday, as you know from following along, was very difficult offensively for both teams, forcing each other into some very difficult shots. Thought defenses were really, really good, but man, it was tough to see, tough to get the shots to fall in some of those offensive possessions. But nonetheless, South Dakota women win their third consecutive Summit League tournament crown. And I was thinking about this. This has been like a buildup for the Coyote women, right? You go into this three-year stretch of winning the Summit League tournament title. Go back to the first year. They win it. What happens? No NCAA tournament. Then they win it last year. What happens then? They get an NCAA tournament, but it's weird. It's locked down in the Alamo Dome. And you just don't have the crowds that you normally did. You didn't win it with a big crowd in the Sanford Premier Center. And now year three, huge crowd on hand for the women's championship. I believe it was the third highest attended championship game in Summit League women's basketball history. The women's tournament in itself had the second highest attendance overall. With just so many people came out. Many of you, multiple games and everything, but so many people came out. You could tell people just excited to be back in person at the Denny Sanford Premier Center and an opportunity to watch these teams compete, because, you know, we all kind of thought maybe South Dakota and South Dakota State should be in the Summit League Tournament Championship. Well, it doesn't always work out that way. This year it ended up working out that way, and the Coyotes found a way to get it done. So congratulations to Don Plitzewhite, her staff, and her team on a third straight Summit League Tournament Championship, 56-45, that defeated South Dakota State. So with this episode of YoteCast, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you everything that was on the Coyote Sports Network post-game show. A lot of that stuff, we're going to look back at the game. We're going to play interviews. We had a number of players, including Don Plitzewhite, that came on the post-game show and joined Carter Wadeel. And so many of you were not able to hear a lot of that, obviously, because you were either at the game and you went immediately following the game to get some, we'll call it water and soda in the hospitality room. However you chose to celebrate, but an opportunity here to share with you the feelings, the emotions following the game on Tuesday from the South Dakota women's basketball team. Before we get into the interviews, let's take a look back at how the game unfolded, as told on the Coyote Sports Network by Carter Wadeel.
Welcome, Coyote fans, to a scene basketball fans in South Dakota have been envisioning all year long. After a grueling, unpredictable, and thrilling season, it's come down to a matchup many predicted. The two South Dakota powerhouses meeting in Sioux Falls with the Summit League tournament title on the line. Lower bowl essentially full here at the Denny Sanford Premier Center. The opening tap is in the air. Hannah Shervin wins it over Maya Sellen, but it's off of Maddie Kroll's fingertips and out of bounds. Hannah Shervin hit that one too solidly, and it went past Maddie Kroll out of bounds. Kroll with a smile on her face. So South Dakota State will start with the basketball and a baseline out of bounds. Back out to Burkhart. Top of the key for a three. It's good. That's what South Dakota State can do so well. 3-0 Rabbits. It's 7:48 to go first quarter. Right elbow Corngable. Stop and pop Jay. It's good. The pull-up for Liv Corngable gets South Dakota on the board. It's 3-2 South Dakota State. Feeds it in toward Tyson, and Shervin steals the entry pass away for South Dakota. Greer left to right in transition. She lays it off. Great pass to Irwin. Her layup is good with the left hand. Wow, what a pass from Greer. That was over the shoulder as she was going straight line. Feeds it to Shervin. Shervin moving against Burkhardt. Right-handed layup. Gets the roll. And it breaks the scoring drought. Our first points of this quarter. And the crowd getting up for South Dakota. Game is tied at 10. Larkin's left-handed drive has it tripped up. Somebody got her hand on the ball. Throws it up right-handed and gets it to go at the shot clock buzzer, falling to the floor. Huge bucket for Larkin's. Coyotes back in front, 14-13. Nelson, a skip pass intercepted by Larkin, she's got it for South Dakota. Here come the Yotes right to left. On the top of the key, Burkhardt sizes up a three-pointer and knocks it down. Peyton Burkhardt for three. Dawn Blitzerwhite with a frustrated look on her face on the Coyote bench as they give Burkhardt an open look. And it's 16-14 South Dakota State. The triples are keeping the Jacks in front. Lamb's shot fakes, now dribbles left-handed, steps back for a two-point jumper and gets it to go. Big bucket for Chloe Lamb, her first points of the game. We're tied at 16, 3.5 to play second quarter. Gufsky to Shervin. Shervin pivots, righty hook shot off the glass, good. Shervin wanted a foul, but she'll take the 2 points. Hannah Shervin up to a dozen on the day, and it's 18-16 South Dakota, 2:23 to go second quarter. Feeds it to Burkhardt, kicks it out to Greer, right wing catch and shoot triple, knocks it down. Big shot for Haley Greer, the sixth-year senior out of the state of Illinois. Skip past Burkhardt, right wing catch and shoot triple, got it. Peyton Burkhardt from downtown again. That is her third triple of the contest. Pardon me, fourth. She's 4 out of 7 from three. 22-20 South Dakota State. Baseline, trying to find Shervin, top of the key, and Lamb, she shoots a straightaway three, good for Chloe Lamb, the response from the fifth-year senior. Yotes back on top, 23-22. Are you not entertained? And so after a tense, sort of somewhat herky-jerky first half in many ways, the Coyotes seem to be finding their rhythm toward the end of that second quarter, and they take the halftime lead, 23-22, at the end of two quarters of play in the Summit League title game. Pulls up for a baseline jumper and swishes it home. That's a great start to the half for South Dakota as Leon knocks down Bajay. Someone left wing blocked by Watson on the jump shot attempt and picked up by Maddie Kroll. Great defense from Kyle Watson. She Lamb a right-handed dribble, steps back for a three-pointer and swishes it. Chloe Lamb from distance, she's got a dozen. Stops to the right corner, three-point try, Liv Corngable, that's good! Coyote bench all up on their feet, chest bumping, fist pumping, and South Dakota has their largest lead of the afternoon, 31-24 Yotes. Picks it back out to Irwin, step back three-pointer, good. Ty Lee Irwin with the bucket the Jackrabbits needed, and it's a four-point basketball game again, 31-27 Yotes. Driving against Sellin, into the lane, righty layup, good! Liv Corngable with a great move, not pulling up there, instead going straight to the rim and getting it done for the Yotes, 33-27 South Dakota. Free throw line, awkward righty layup is good. What a move from Tyler Irwin. Position now top of the key to the left side and Larkins. Larkins left-handed baseline drive, high off the glass, good for Grace Larkins. Her second bucket of the afternoon, the Yotes lead expands to 6. And Lamb feeds Shervin, she's got it, one-on-one with Tyson. Shervin righty layup, good! When you get Shervin the ball in a good spot, she can go to work. She's got 14 points, and the Coyote lead is back up to 6. Right side in Nelson, she drives baseline against Poplowski. Righty hook shot is good off the glass. What a move from Tori Nelson, her first points of the day. And it's a four-point basketball game again. Lamb gets a screen from Poplowski with 10 on the shot clock, steps back, top of the key, shoots a three-pointer, and knocks it down, Chloe Lamb. She's got 15, the super senior, going to work for South Dakota. 7-point edge for USD. Right side at Larkins, crossing over to the top of the key, 6 seconds to go. Drives right-handed, has to pull it back. No, spinning it to the left side of the lane. Lefty layup, gets the roll as the third quarter buzzer sounds. What a move from Grace Larkins. What a third quarter for USD. It's 43-36 Yotes. And the Coyote fans on their feet. South Dakota trying to pull off their third straight Summit League tournament title. A lot of basketball left here in Sioux Falls. But they have a 43-36 edge after three quarters of play. Back out to Sellin right side, 6 on the shot clock. Back out to Irwin, left wing for a three, good! Ty Lee Irwin with the first points of a quarter for either team makes it 43-39 South Dakota. And here come the Jackrabbit fans. Left side Corngable, catch and shoot for a three, good! Big shot from Liv Corngable. USD's first points of this fourth quarter. 46-39, South Dakota. Right-handed dribble, bounce pass on the interior. Burkhardt lays it up and in with the left hand. And after missing 9 straight field goals, the Jackrabbits get a bucket. Mainline drive off the glass, misses it short. Rebound, Maddie Kroll. Kroll draws a foul on Burkhardt, and Maddie Kroll's going to the line. Dawn Plitzewhite claps her hands, pumps her fist, and the Coyote fans get back on their feet here in Sioux Falls. 7-point lead, 39.6 to go. Sellin to the top of the key, and Irwin left-hand drive with 10. Layup is good with 8.4 to go. Chloe Lamb gets it to Corngable. Corn Gable watches the final seconds tick away, and South Dakota are Summit League champions again. It's a three-peat for the Coyotes. USD reigns in Sioux Falls.
Some highlights from the championship game on Tuesday afternoon as told on the Coyote Sports Network with Carter Wadeel. He's been telling the story of Coyote women's basketball all season long, and a thriller for him and for this team, and obviously for fans everywhere to see South Dakota win it over SDSU 56-45, and just a phenomenal effort all the way around for USD. Hannah Sherwood had 19 points, 10 rebounds. She kind of led the way. Chloe Lamb, 17 points in that basketball game. Hannah and Chloe both named the all-tournament team. Chloe was named the tournament MVP for South Dakota. And so those two obviously led the way. And Liv Corngable had herself a nice tournament. She finished the championship game with 11 points, had the bucket to start. And really, it was those three. You know, you look at elsewhere, just 9 points total from all the other players that played in that basketball game. But nonetheless, Hannah, Chloe, and Liv, and you'll hear them talk about it, but them coming back for another year to play together, you can tell that this team has just simply leaned on them throughout the course of the season. And really a phenomenal job defensively. Maya Selland is one of the best players in the Summit League. She is a phenomenal basketball player, and she was held to 0 for 10 from the field, 0 for 4 from the three-point line. All of her points came at the free throw line. She was 5 out of 7 there. Had most of the free throw attempts for SDSU in that basketball game. She finishes 5 points and 10 rebounds, but she just couldn't get it going. And when you really look at what South Dakota did defensively, outside of Peyton Burkhardt and Tylee Irwin, who combined for 11 for 26 from the field, the rest of the team for SDSU went 3 for 31 in this basketball game. So that's pretty impressive. You got two players that combined for 11 field goals, and the rest of the team goes 3 for 31. So the Coyotes defensively really, really good in this basketball game, and that's why they're on to another NCAA tournament. And, of course, we'll find out all the details of that coming up here this weekend with the selection show. Following some of the celebration and during some of the celebration on the Coyote Sports Network on the postgame show, Carter Wadeel caught up with a bunch of the South Dakota players, including Hannah Shervin, Chloe Lamb, Macy Gieber, Janiyah Yugovsky, Kaya Watson, Allison Poplowski, Reagan Sankey, Liv Corngable, Maddie Kruhl, and Grace Larkins. You'll hear all of those coming up in today's show. And the post-game feeling, all of you can feel all the emotion that these young ladies had winning this tournament championship. All of those coming up here in the podcast. But we'll start with Don Plitzewine, who joined Carter Wadeel on the court following the game.
There's a lot of confetti down there.
That's pretty cool. It's a lot different than last year. Our kids are having a lot of fun, that's for sure.
You talked a lot today about toughness pregame. How did your team display toughness in a tough game today?
Well, certainly both teams were really battling. We know each other really well. So you kind of expected it to be a game where it was going to be tough to score points. Both teams are very, very solid defensively. Both have been really good offensively, but this time of the year, game three in 4 days, for our kids, you had that extra game in Western Illinois. We knew we had to find a way defensively to pull this one out, and we were able to do that.
How gratifying is it, after all the work that you've put in throughout the season, to be able to have this title game that many people envisioned from the very beginning come out and get a convincing 11-point win here?
Well, you know, it's hard to do what you're supposed to do sometimes.
Sure.
And so you have three super seniors who come back, who want this moment, who feel like this is really what they came back for, an opportunity to get into the big dance. And you know what? Just because you want it and just because you work for it doesn't mean you're going to get it. And so to our kids' credit, they did an outstanding job. They really did. It was a lot of fun. Our fans really gave us some energy and some juice and some zip because our kids were gassed. They were gassed. But you know what we kept talking about? There's plenty of time to rest after this. Our toughness is something that has defined this team. And our defense is something that's defined this team. We were giving up some early arc shots, got a lot of that corrected, got called for some fouls in the third quarter because we weren't doing a good job getting around in front of the post, got a little bit fatigued at that point in time. And I think there are a lot of kids that go into this. Certainly the kids that started and played a lot of minutes get a lot of recognition for it. You know, but I thought we went on a little bit of a run when we had some kids on the bench in foul trouble again or getting some rest. And then we had some kids who had to get us ready for this moment. You know, and that's their role, and that was their job, and certainly did an outstanding job of it.
Don Plitzer, I'd appreciate you taking the time. I'll let you go celebrate with the team as you're cutting down the nets here. But anything you want to say to these fans that came out tonight?
Yeah, they were awesome. You guys, we love you. We thank you. We're painting the premiere more red than it's been, and that's certainly a good sign. We got to keep growing that. No, and to our coaches, I think our coaches really busted. They're asking a lot. We're asking a lot out of them. You know, special situations, you're staying up all night getting ready for that, even though you know a team. You know, you're trying to figure out what new wrinkles they have at tournament time, all those type of things. So our coaches just knocked it out of the park.
Don Plitzer, out of the South Dakota Coyotes, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you, Carter.
Grace Larkins is grabbing the headset here. Grace, can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
This is a lot of people around you have done this before, have been able to celebrate a Summit League tournament. This is your first time. What are the emotions feeling like?
It's just so exciting. I've heard from the whole team about it and the celebration, but you really don't know what it feels like until you're in it, and it's just so exciting.
What can you say about the support that your teammates have given you throughout your freshman season, obviously with the super seniors to guide you, with the camaraderie that this team has? It seemed like there was a lot of togetherness. You were just playing tough today.
Oh, the support that I get every single day, whether it's game day or just practice, is literally huge. Like, just the smallest things, whether it's just a small possession where we score and it's just a small tip where it's like, hey, next time just space a little bit more. It just helps every single time. Or if it's just like a tournament, it's never like yelling. Or even if it is yelling, it's like the good kind of yelling that you need, where it's like, hey, let's go next time, do this. And you're like, yes, yes, okay.
How did you, along with your teammates, stay mentally tough today as you saw the Summit League tournament win here?
I think we all just had that mindset of that we need to finish every play, we need to be on top of it, and we came into the game knowing it wasn't going to be easy.
Grace Larkins, really appreciate it, and go celebrate with the team. You got some nets to cut down here.
Thank you.
Maddie Kroll is looking over, and hi, oh, Maddie. Hey. I'm over here. I know it's weird. John's helping us out. We appreciate it. Maddie, I know you had the chance to celebrate in an empty arena last season. I would imagine it feels a little sweeter this time.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And the confetti is really cool. But, yeah, just being able to celebrate, you know, on the court with all these people, that wasn't, you know, obviously what we got to do last year. And to have the student section here, it was so huge. And a lot of red in this arena, and that just makes it a whole lot more fun.
Now, Coach Blitzer-White has been talking so much about the work that you've put in on the defensive end. Today was all about defense. What was sort of your game plan going in defensively? What did you want to accomplish, and how did you make that happen? Because this was your best defensive performance as a team this season.
It was a dogfight. We knew that they wanted to get looks inside. We knew that they were going to try and post us up as guards down low, so we had to really stay low, and we had to figure out how to not get fouls, and we did mostly pretty well with that, but I think that was a big part of our defensive plan. You know, we didn't want to give them wide open looks, and the more that they got the ball inside, the more wide open kickouts they were going to get. So we were really focused on not letting the ball go inside.
Coach Blitzer-White said that you guys were feeling gassed down the stretch. Were you feeling gassed? How were you feeling, and how did you keep going as this game eventually reached its conclusion here?
Yeah, I was a little bit gassed, but you're not really thinking about that. Your adrenaline's carrying you, and obviously the whole game, something that we talked about is we don't have anything to save, like, for. Yeah. We're not saving for anything. We're using all the gas in the tank the whole time. And if at the end of this game we're crawling to go get the trophy or put our medals on, that's fine too. So,
Maddie Kroll, appreciate it. Go celebrate. I see you've got your piece of the net, but appreciate you taking the time with us.
Thank you so much, Carter.
That's Maddie Kroll of the South Dakota Coyotes. And Liv Corngable, our first super senior that we're going to talk to here. Brittany Smith has tracked her down. I want to say a huge thanks to Brittany and John for finding these folks. Liv, can you hear me all right?
I can. Oh, that was kind of loud, wasn't it?
That's all right. We got it, Liv. How did you keep the energy and that adrenaline going to see this game out down the stretch in a game that was taking a lot out of this team?
I think just staying together was our main focus, keeping our composure, but at the same time bringing a lot of energy and a lot of toughness. And it was a fine balance, and I thought we did it the best we've done all season.
Yeah, what can you say about just the defensive effort that you were able to put together? This is a team that's among the best shooting teams in America, and you bottled them up down the stretch, part of which was what you were doing on the perimeter. What did you think was going well from what you could see here?
I thought we helped each other very well, you know, in the first gap, on the blast, on the low post touches. And our post kids, Kaya and Han, Nat, or Nat's not here, Pep and Janaya, you know, they battle down there, and it's a lot of work down there. When I'm down there, it's tough. I don't breathe very well down there when I'm defending the post, so I can't imagine how they go the whole game limiting touches down there, but I'm very, very proud of them. And then on the perimeter, we had great on-ball defense. You know, no one got blown by too bad because we helped each other and we stayed in stances.
I know you've got more games to go after this with this win officially, but when you think about your decision to come back and take this COVID year with Hannah and with Chloe, how gratifying is that to be able to raise the trophy when coming back and getting this W?
It's awesome. It's just a big, deep breath of relief. You know, we came back to do this, to win conference, to win the Summit League tournament, and to win a game in the NCAA tournament. So to see, you know, two out of three of those goals come to fruition, it's amazing. It's just, I don't know. It's a full circle moment.
Liv Corngable, South Dakota Coyotes. Appreciate you taking the time. We'll let you try and get this confetti going. A lot of confetti on this floor here.
Yeah. Thank you, Carter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We've got Reagan Sankey here, your fellow senior, who's our next person to talk to for South Dakota. Reagan, describe the emotions that you're feeling here. I know you've played such a huge role. Your teammates are so quick to talk about the importance that you bring and how you helped this team achieve this today. How gratifying is it? What's going through your mind when that final buzzer sounded and everybody was just spilling onto the floor?
Honestly, I'm just trying not to cry with emotions. Being here, this is my last year, and being here for the third year in a row, you know, back-to-back-to-back Summit League champions is amazing, and I am so thankful and blessed to be a part of this team and play with this group of girls.
What does that perspective provide, knowing that this is going to be the last one for you? How does that change the way that this feels, the emotion that you're feeling compared to the previous two tournament titles?
Yeah, this one, my sophomore year, it was a lot like this year. Last year, you know, it wasn't the same. Yeah. So doing this again and being able to celebrate with our family and friends here was really exciting. So I'm just trying to take it all in, take this next weekend, and, you know, go dancing.
Yeah, what can you say about the crowd support here today? This was an electric atmosphere.
It was amazing. There was a lot of blue, but I feel like our red was a lot louder than them. So it was a win for the crowd, too.
Well, they had more to cheer for. 56-45, the final score. Reagan Sankey, thank you so much
for
taking the time here as we run down post-game and get as many reactions as we can. Thanks again to John Thayer. He's running around with the headset and the microphone and handing it over to these players. He's going out with the confetti here. Allison Poplowski is over here now, the 6'1 junior for South Dakota. Pep, can you hear me all right through those?
Yeah.
Tremendous effort from you today. I mean, I was talking to Liv a little bit earlier, and she was talking about just how difficult it is to go in the post against this South Dakota State team, especially today. It was a battle down low, and your side won it. How did that happen?
We knew that they were going to be kind of ramming the ball inside, and quite honestly, a lot of it is not even the post players. It's more of the guards. So it's kind of interesting that Liv said that. So, I mean, we knew it from the jump. We kind of did some drills last night in the hotel just to get ready for that. So I think we had a pretty good awareness if that's what they wanted to do, and we took it away.
What did you do to stay locked in the moments where you were on the floor in this game? Some really, really solid minutes for you in this game, and doing the stuff that just doesn't show up in the box score but is so important for this team.
Coach B talks about it, playing with a purpose. And, I mean, we knew kind of – I mean, everyone knows what's at the end of this, so it was easy to just be like – I got to lock in and do everything I possibly can so that our team can win. And I just wanted to play as best I possibly could and do anything I could, whatever it was, just so that we had a better chance of winning.
How does the expectation of this triumph match up, or the reality of it match up with maybe what you were expecting this week or this January or before this season even began?
I mean, winning a conference championship and Summit League tournament, I mean, we've done it before, but it's like, doesn't ever get old. And I mean, you know how hard it is in this team. Our team and then South Dakota State really will give us a battle no matter what. And yeah, so just winning, and I know how much hard work we had to put in order to get to this point, and winning and seeing that that reward, I guess, at the end of it is just, it's just an indescribable feeling. It's just great.
Allison Poplowski. Really appreciate you doing this. Appreciate you stopping by, and congrats on the Summit League Tournament title here.
Thank you.
That's Allison Poplowski for USD. As we're trying to get as many reaction as we can from this kind of players, really was a tremendous performance for Poplowski coming in for Shervin. Had a couple of key sort of momentum-stealing offensive rebounds, played good, clean defense in the post. That was so huge for South Dakota, not just today, but all season for Poplowski, stepping up with the injury to Natalie Mazurek to take some more of that opportunity for USD. As John Thayer is trying to track things down, we'll see who else we can talk to here. 56-45, South Dakota wins over South Dakota State. The Coyotes are Summit League Tournament champions for the third consecutive year here from the Denny Sanford Premier Center. They've got some more net cutting to do. They're trying to figure out whose turn it is to cut down the nets. Kaya Watson is over here, and she's going to stop by for us for Kaya. I'm over here, Kaya. I'm all the way over here. Can you hear me okay? She's all the way on the other side here.
Yes, I can hear you. We're good.
But Kaya, you just locked in defensively today. Nothing new for you. You've had some great defensive games, but it's very tough to keep a team like South Dakota State in check. What was the key to staying grounded and keeping SDSU really from going on any kind of run today?
Being disciplined on defense, you know, locking into like their key shooters and being aware of that, making sure we're not over helping, and just like doing our role and trusting each other to have each other's back on defense, I think is what was a major key.
I asked this of Maddie a little bit earlier, but you win the Summit League Championship at the Pentagon. The place is pretty much empty. It wasn't quite like this. What's it like to win it with fans here at this grand arena here in Sioux Falls?
It's amazing. You know, having all these people come out to support us is an awesome feeling, and just being able to play in front of everyone is amazing, like I said three times.
No, it is amazing, Kaya. That's the perfect word to describe it. And your coach, Don Plitzowite, just cut down the net and swung it above her head in triumph, as is tradition here. What can you say about what you've learned from Coach Plitzowite and how you've developed it alongside your teammates to make this dream a reality here to win again?
I would say to be tough in everything we do and do it at a high intensity and giving our all in anything that we do.
That's Kaya Watson, your team heading into the tunnel. Appreciate you taking the time, Kaya,
yes.
And appreciate you joining us. Congrats on the W.
Thank you.
Janai Ugevsky is over there. Jen, is that you? Can you hear me? Gee, I got to get the microphone turned on. Jen,
yes.
Can you hear me over there?
Yes, I can.
How exciting was it going back there and sticking your name on the bracket here to seal this Summit League tournament win?
Honestly, this is unreal. This is my third year doing this. And I think this year, more than anything, I'm going to remember this moment.
What makes this more special?
I think what makes it more special is the team we have. We have fought for tooth and nail for everything we've done. And we are a tough team. And we are a family. And that's what will make it more special.
Well, nobody's embodied that toughness more than you have throughout this season. How do you get yourself in a position where you are ready to buckle down, especially in a game like this against a team like South Dakota State, where your team showed a lot of toughness today?
I've always just been that tough player. And recently, Ariel and all the coaches have been sending me articles. And all my team let me know, like, I am the secret weapon. That's what they call me. And I just do the tough things and the things that no one else wants to do. So that's what has inspired me to be able to come in today and kind of act like I own the court at some points.
The secret weapon. I like that. That's a good nickname. We'll remember that for Janai Ugevsky. Congratulations on the Summit League Tournament Championship.
Thank you so much, Carter.
All right, and Macy Giebert is over there as well. Going to talk to her, a third-year junior from Apple Valley. Macy, can you hear me? I know I'm all the way over here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I think you're pretty good. What was it like? Take me through what was going through your mind when the buzzer sounded and you were celebrating on the court with your team. You guys have been kind of getting ready to celebrate that whole fourth quarter as the game wound down. What was it like to finally let loose?
Yeah, I mean, we had unwavering confidence the whole entire game, I would say. So when we were finally able to celebrate with one another, it was an awesome feeling and one that I'll never forget.
How What have you learned over the course of this season from the coaching staff to get you into this position? It's been so fun to watch you take on. And there were some times in this tournament, and your coach, Don Plitzwhite, was talking to me about how much she liked the minutes that you put together, where you were called upon yesterday and today. When you're called upon for a big spot, what's going through your head? How do you get ready to go, and how did you put together those great minutes in this tournament?
I mean, I feel like everybody on our team is ready when their moment comes. Our coaching staff does a great job of preparing us for those moments, and our team has so much confidence in each and every person. So just being ready to go and having that confidence instilled by the coaches and the teammates.
What can you say about the fans and the atmosphere that was in this building? It seemed like just a huge pick-me-up talking to your teammates here.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I mean, every time the bench got hype, we saw all the people in red getting hype in the stadium. So that was awesome to see and awesome to hear.
Macy Giebert, really appreciate it. And congratulations, Summit League Tournament champion.
Thank you so much, Carter.
And we welcome you back to the Denny Sanford Premier Center, where Chloe Lamb is standing by. You heard her name quite a few times on that highlight packaging, quite a few times this weekend in her Coyote career. Where does today rank on the accomplishments that you've put together yourself and with this team, Chloe, to be able to win this championship tonight?
It's up there pretty high, I gotta say. You know, coming back for a fifth year with Liv and Hannah, you know, this was the image that we kind of had in mind making that decision, I think. And, you know, the work that we had to do to put into it, you know, this wasn't just given to us. So we feel really good about having to earn this one and the work that we put in. Just feels really good. Couldn't be more proud of Liv and Hannah and all the work they do. Feels good.
Hey, you've been teammates with Liv and Hannah longer than pretty much anybody you've had in your basketball career. What can you say about the way that you've grown as players together, the way that that bond has grown, and the way that that was important in a game where you had to be really, really tough today?
Yeah, you're not going to find anyone that works harder than Liv Korngiebel. You know, she's doing the small things that, you know, people don't always realize, or the big and flashy things, you know, but she's getting in the first gap. She's helping on defense and covering up for a lot of people. It kind of seems like she's guarding five people on the court, you know, just picking up everyone's slack. And when you need her to knock down a shot, she does that too, you know. Hannah, just being a beast inside and doing whatever you ask from her. You need a big board, Hannah's going to get it for you. You know, you need a score, Hannah's going to do that too. And just lucky to play with these two. And, you know, they make my job a lot easier. And as you said, playing together for so long, you know, just that relationship we have goes a long way.
Chloe Lamb, the South Dakota Coyotes, congratulations. Summit League champion again.
Thank you, Carter. Appreciate it.
And Hannah Shervin is over here, and we'll hand the mic and the headset to her. I think she knows the drill of how this will go. And Hannah, going up against this SDSU team, there was a lot on your plate today. You relish challenges like that. Your whole team does. What got you ready to perform at the level you did this afternoon?
I think it's something that we prepare for all year long, just refining our game, fixing our mistakes, you know, all to prepare for games like this at the end of the year. And defensively, I couldn't have asked for a better effort and a better outcome for us.
Yeah, what in particular? You had a better vantage point than anybody as to how well this team defended today. What was working so well to bottle up a great SDSU team?
You know, Coach P has a great defensive mindset for us, and her plans always seem to work. It's just a matter of if we follow them correctly. And, you know, that's easier said than done. But today, I think everyone locked in and just did their job. And it sounds simple, but it creates good basketball for us.
I know you've got a celebration to partake in, so we'll let you go. But Hannah Shervin, congratulations for winning another Summit League title.
Thank you, Carter.
Those are the interviews that aired on the Coyote Sports Network on the postgame show with Carter Wadeel following the game on Tuesday afternoon as South Dakota defeated South Dakota State to win the Summit League Women's Basketball Tournament Championship 56-45, the final score. So I hope you enjoyed some of those. If you didn't get a chance to hear them before, you could just hear the excitement, the happiness, the joy, just all the emotions involved in winning a tournament championship. So Our thanks to all of the players and Coach P for joining us on the postgame show, joining Carter on the postgame show. Excellent job by Carter Woodhill all season long, and it continues, obviously, now into the NCAA tournament. So, the selection show used to always be on Monday for women's basketball. It is now on Sunday evening, so we'll know on Sunday evening where the Coyotes will be headed, their seed, and all of that stuff. Obviously, there's bracketology stuff all over the old internet, so you can check out all that. There are a bunch of different projections that come out from different organizations, and check all of that out. Take as much stock as you wish into each of those, but at the end of the day, the committee will make their decisions this weekend, and we'll know on Sunday evening. And so we'll look forward to seeing where the Coyote women are seated, where they will go to play in the NCAA tournament, and who, of course, their first-round opponent will be, and hopefully they can make an extended stay in the NCAA tournament. We'll talk more extended about that matchup and the situation for the Coyote women and all of the postseason stuff coming up in next week's episode of Yotecast as well. That's going to do it for us this week on Yotecast. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope you really enjoyed it and really were able to capture the emotion from this team following the game on Tuesday afternoon in the Denny Sanford Premier Center. The crowd was fantastic. You could hear it in the highlight package that we played for you. You could just hear it. You were a part of something that got really loud and was a lot of fun. And the fans, the parents, everybody, you deserve this just as much as the team who worked so hard day in and day out to prepare themselves for this this season and each and every game. And to Don Plitzewite and her coaching staff, they've done a tremendous job, continue to do a tremendous job at the University of South Dakota. So we always appreciate their time in all of this as well. My thanks to Carter Woodhill for sharing his voice here on the Yotecast podcast. It was this was an easy one to put together. I just copy and paste all of Carter's work, and we put it together collectively into one place for you to be able to hear all of that. So really appreciate you listening to this episode. We'll talk more about postseason basketball and so much more. A lot of Coyote athletics going on right now, following kind of a low weekend. Not a whole lot going on last weekend, but it picks up here now for the remainder of the season. We'll see how golf does. Obviously, track and field heads to the outdoors, see how their indoor championships wrap up. Got a couple of pole vaulters competing in that, and of course, softball's off to a great start, and we'll keep an eye on tennis and all of that stuff for you. As always, if you want to submit an idea, a thought, a story idea, a player, a coach, administrator that you want to hear more from, you can do so by emailing yotecast@usd.edu. You can reach out to me directly. It'd be great to hear from you as well. All right, that's it for us this week. Enjoy the championship. We'll talk about the NCAA tournament postseason opportunities all next week. That's all coming up next week. That's it for me. I'm John Thayer. Thanks so much for taking the time to listen. Until next time, stay safe and go Yotes.
Thanks for listening to Yotecast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Coyote Sports Network.